the things we talk about a lot on our show is this You Can Play campaign.
Yes.
And I'd love to know your thoughts on it.
I think it's the right thing to do. I'm fully supportive of it, and I'm very proud of Patrick and Brian Burke for everything that they've done in that regard.
How long do you think it'll take before a player comes out and feels comfortable coming out of the National Hockey League?
I'm not in the prognostication business. I have no idea. But I do think in terms of everything this campaign represents, in terms of tolerance and no bullying, as long as it's constructive in making it a better environment for anybody who wants to participate in sport, we're making progress.
Do you think that the league has done enough this year to fight concussions and headshots?
Well, we're doing a lot. It's something that is a priority for us. It gets a lot of our attention, our energy, our focus, and our money. And I believe we've been leaders of all the professional sports in dealing with concussions going back to 1997. We were the first sports league to do baseline testing, to have protocols, to change rules. I mean, this is something that we're working on continuously. But we're also dealing with an aspect of medical science that still has a lot of work to be done in that community.
It's obviously very scary, though, in the situation where the most valuable asset of the league missed almost a year and a half of playing.
Well, but that may be a function of more aggressive diagnosis and more conservative treatment, which is something that we've really been trying to change the culture with, and I think we've been successful.
Do you think there'll be hockey next year?
Sure, why not?
There's been discussions about labor strike.
Oh, I certainly hope not. I mean, we haven't even begun negotiations, and the agreement doesn't expire until September 15th, but I'm hoping that when we sit down and finally get to negotiate, that it'll be quick, painless, and quiet.
What do you think of the Winnipeg experiment? How has it gone as far as you're concerned?
I don't view it as an experiment. I view it as an opportunity to bring a team back to a place that was passionate about its team, about the game. And now the circumstances, which are vastly different than they were 15 years ago, have all the markings of a great success story.
Quebec City, do you think that's going to happen?
As I said, I'm not in the prediction business. And as you know, if you follow us, we try not to move franchises.